This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel ordered people out of swaths of the main southern city in the Gaza Strip on Monday. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports Israeli troops entered Khan Yunis.
Desperate residents of Khan Yunis flee on foot, carrying what they can of their belongings. On Monday, Israel ordered people out of swathes of the main southern city in the Gaza Strip. As they left, bombs fell on areas still described as safe. Many are being displaced for a second or third time since the war broke out on October 7th.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. It was too early to make a definitive assessment of whether or not Israel was heeding U.S. calls to protect civilians in its renewed military operations in Gaza, the U.S. State Department said on Monday.
In the first few days of this renewed military campaign against the South, we have seen some things that don't look like the operation as it was conducted in the North.
Spokesperson Matthew Miller told reporters that Israel's targeted evacuations were an improvement compared to telling an entire city to vacate. Israel's closest ally, the United States, has urged it to do more to safeguard civilians in the southern part of Gaza than in last month's campaign in the north, but about 900 people have been killed in Israeli airstrikes since a week-long truce ended on Friday, Gaza health authorities said. U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas rejected on Monday accusations of rape and sexual violence by Palestinian militants during the group's October 7th attacks on Israel, dismissing them as unfounded lies. The Hamas statement comes days after UN Women said it was alarmed by the numerous accounts of gender-based atrocities. This is VOA News. A former U.S. diplomat who spent two decades rising up the State Department ranks has been charged with being a Cuban spy, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The FBI arrested Manuel Rocha Friday. The Justice Department says he'd used various high-level positions, including on the National Security Council and as U.S. ambassador to Bolivia, to work with Cuban intelligence against the U.S.
This action exposes one of the highest-reaching and longest-lasting infiltrations of the U.S. government by a foreign agent.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the FBI learned of Rocha's Cuban ties last year and arranged for someone posing as a Cuban spy to contact Rocha. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Saudi Arabia's energy minister has slammed the door shut on agreeing to phase out fossil fuels at the UN's COP28 climate talks, setting the stage for difficult negotiations in Dubai. About 200 countries must come to a consensus decision at the meeting in Dubai, held at the end of the hottest year on record. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for a total phase-out of fossil fuels, warning complete disaster awaits mankind on its current trajectory. For the first time, delegates meeting at the UN Climate Change Conference, COP28, have addressed the impact of climate change on public health amid warnings that global warming could increase the risk of deadly diseases. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Pakistan suffered the worst flood in its history last year, which scientists say was likely exacerbated by climate change. Thousands were killed and homes and livelihoods destroyed. The floodwaters also provided a vast breeding ground for mosquitoes, leading to a 400% increase in cases of malaria countrywide, the worst outbreak since 1973. Scientists say this is just one example of how climate change is having a big impact on human health. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
The death toll from floods in northern Tanzania following torrential rains this weekend has risen to 63, the prime minister said on Monday, adding to hundreds of other deaths caused by extreme weather in East Africa since seasonal rains began in October. The prime minister said in comments broadcast on television the number of injured stood at 116 people. A spokesperson for Tanzania's president said the floods and landslides had affected 1,150 households, or 5,600 people, with more than 300 hectares of farmland destroyed. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.